You are now tuned in to Asian Wave 101, your dedicated weekly source for the best and latest of Chinese and Korean pop music, as well as indie music, Asian entertainment news, and special features of talented Canadian artists. Every Wednesday from 4 p.m. to 5 p.m. for CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, listeners everywhere. What's up, everybody? Welcome to another show, Asian Wave 101, your dedicated weekly source for some of the best and latest in Chinese, Korean, Japanese music and entertainment news. For CITR 101.9 FM, I'm your host, Steve Zhang, live in the city of Vancouver from our studio on the UBC campus on unceded Musqueam territory. The date today is December 23rd, 2015. The holidays are in full swing. It's a joyous time of laughter, celebration, and so much food. Yesterday was the winter solstice, the shortest day of the year, the official start of the winter season, so in honor of that, I have created a playlist of some Asian music that is more suitable to the winter season. First up, Korean boy band SHINee. The song from the SM Entertainment Group is called Sangsapyeong, or Symptoms. This song was released in 2013 on their EP Everybody. It was a promotional track for the album, and while no music video was released for this song, they performed it on Korea's weekly music shows numerous times. It's one of the few instances when the band exhibited a straight R&B sound with lyrics written by member Kim Jong-hyun, and who is the main vocalist of the group, and he actually has that type of voice. Just listen for it. He starts the song, and it was produced by The Underdogs, the R&B production duo from the States, who have worked with people like Omarion, Beyonce, R. Kelly, just to name a few. It's one of those songs where you just sit back and chill, and maybe you're with a special someone, then maybe you start getting a little closer, then you hit the play button on Symptoms. To put it simply, it's a baby maker. The lyrics are simple. It's not the usual baby-making R&B staple. It describes more of how he has these symptoms, and she is the only cure, the only medicine. Translation, it's sort of, I'm nothing without you, here's me professing my love. For R&B, this is significant. This is a genre that is not prevalent in Korea. It's not the music that you would hear on the radio. There's a very vibrant underground slash indie scene for this genre, and also you have artists who are like Zion T, who are R&B musicians, but their music has an amount of pop influence. For a fairly mainstream artist to tackle this sound, it is a very big move. And with a group like SHINee, most people are just calling it K-pop, though. Let's check it out. SHINee, Symptoms, up next. That was SHINee with Symptoms. Very interesting song, a smooth and, dare I say, sexy R&B slow jam for the winter. They really were adventurous for this song. They don't usually bring this type of sound. This was released in October 2013 when they really started changing their style, really maturing in sound. Their vocals have improved a lot, and they really delivered on this one. The next song that I have is in Mandarin. It is the quintessential Mandarin ballad. It's by Della Wu. It's called Shoujang Xin, or Heart of My Palm in English, and this song is very Chinese, if I may say. The melody is driven by the piano. The highlight of the instrumental would be the traditional Chinese instruments in the song. It's soothing, it's warm, something that's really suitable to the winter season. It sort of describes all the love, warmth, and feelings she has with her lover, how she will hold on to it tightly forever in her palm, keeping it as a part of her being. This song was actually the ending theme to a 2013 TV drama series called The Prince of Lanling. And this is a point of frustration for me, though. Della is easily one of the best female vocalists active in Chinese music industries. She can sing soft, she can power out the notes, but for some reason, all they do is have her sing the predictable ballads. This is one ballad that the composers actually seem to put an effort into. The fact that they leave her singing these ballads, almost confining her to singing these theme songs for dramas, is quite possibly one of the biggest wastes of talents imaginable. And that itself is a reflection of musical taste. The Mandarin language is a very melodic language. It's a good fit for ballads. For the listeners, it's overwhelmingly just what they like. This is kind of just what their go-to stuff in terms of the music. Ballads are easy to compose, they're easy to write, and for a lot of singers, it's just a safe route to take. That can be changed. People will get bored eventually, but until then, we can enjoy this gem of a ballad. Della, Heart of Palms, coming up next.
Thank you. 穿了心，才死心。左手掌握着空心，右手掌握着痴心，十指紧扣一本心经，刻骨铭心这苦心，可不可以不甘心，可不可以不认命，如果可以那我还给你。
That was Della with Heart of Palms, one of the best ballads released in the past 2 years. Again, so much talent doing almost exclusively theme songs and OST tracks. Her label and the industry seriously need to know there's so much more she's capable of with her talent. Hopefully they'll come to their senses. The next song I have is by an indie Chinese band called Escape Plan. The band called Escape Plan was formed in 2004 by a singer-songwriter named Mao Chuan. He had learned to play guitar and write songs while he was in prison. And after his release, he abandoned his previous lifestyle and dedicated himself to music. Originally, the band was called Perdil, and the name was changed to Escape Plan when they took on a new bassist in 2007 and established themselves as a group called Escape Plan and kind of with their own distinct sound and identity. They've won several awards as a group, including the MIDI Rock Music Award for Best New Artist in the first year of the award being presented in 2009, the same year that they officially debuted. In 2011, they released an album titled The World. Mao Chuan was very well known for writing conscious lyrics about what he saw in the society in China, commenting on his own past and other issues. The idea behind their album, The World, was that people are focused on the wrong things. They're focused on the problems and the unhappy events and things in their lives. They don't take the time to appreciate the stuff that really matters. The song from Escape Plan today is called The Brightest Star in the Night Sky, or 夜空中最亮的星 in Mandarin. At first listen, it seems like a love song. It sounds like it's addressing a lover. When it was released, it resonated with the youth. It talks of how there are times when everything just seems hopeless, struggling to find a reason to carry on, to find strength. When you finally fail to see any reason to continue, you look to the stars in the sky, the brightest star, the brightest glimmer of hope, and it helps you find a reason to go on. And in this day and age, that's something very many young people can relate to. Just think of the situation that's going on here in Canada, in BC, and in the city of Vancouver. So that's coming up next. Let's check it out now. Escape Plan, Brightest Star in the Night Sky.
中最亮的星，是否知道曾与我同行的身影如今在哪里？哦，夜空中最亮的星，是否在意是等太阳升起，还是意外先来临？我宁愿所有痛苦都留在心里，也不愿忘记你的眼睛，给我再去相信的勇气。哦，越过谎言去拥抱你。每当我找不到存在的意义，每当我迷失在黑夜里，哦，夜空中最亮的星，哦，请照亮我前行。相信的勇气，哦，越过谎言去拥抱你。每当我找不到存在的意义，每当我迷失在黑夜里，哦，夜空中最亮的星，哦，请照亮。最亮的星，能否听清那仰望的人心底的孤独和叹息？
Vancouver-based soul and garage group The Ballantines just released their debut album, Dark Drive's Life Signs, on La-Di-Da Records. This album has influences of soul and classic R&B and features a range of songs from storming dance numbers to moody ballads. It's hip-shaking, organ-wailing trouble you'll want to get into. Check out The Ballantines' second single, My Place, Your Town, and look out for the official video coming soon.
Attention grad students, share your research, find out what's going on in other disciplines, approach your work from a new angle. Check out Fire Talks, the interdisciplinary discussion forum sponsored by the Research Commons at Kerner Library. Visit bit.ly/firetalk for more information.
Back here live on Asian Wave 101. And if you're just tuning in now, thanks for joining us. I'm Steve Zhang for CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver from our studio on the UBC campus on unceded Musqueam territory. Right before the break, we heard Chinese indie rock band Escape Plan with The Brightest Star in the Night Sky. On this week's winter special, very few songs, popular or not, are exclusively acoustic guitar, as you heard, so something a little bit refreshing. Mao Chuan, as the founder of the band, is also the lead singer, and his vocal tone just very distinct and has this rasp to it. Again, that's something that's also very rare in Chinese music. Next up, in keeping with this winter special, I have a song by BoA, the queen of K-pop. The song is called Distance, released in December of 2011. It was one of the tracks included on SM Entertainment's winter album, Winter, The Warmest Gift. The song is very wintry, holiday music-y. It's very different from the dance music that she is known for. It's got a very smooth melody, simple, lovey-dovey lyrics. And the funny thing about this one is that it's sung entirely in English. The whole compilation album was sung in English as well. This album contains covers and originals, and this is one of the originals. Now, again, it is in English. Let's check it out. BoA, Distance.
For you to stay. The years come and go, but I'm still alone. My tears like snowflakes falling without a sound. I wish I was waiting.
That was BoA, Distance, from the 2011 SM Entertainment compilation album Winter, the Warmest Gift. Kind of a holiday Christmas song, but not really. It doesn't have the usual subject matter of waiting for Santa Claus to arrive, anticipating the presents. It's oddly melancholy for the holiday season, I must say. Moving on, though, taking a break from the more sentimental side of the holidays, we're going to move over to another part of this time of year, the celebration part. The next song I have is by Toronto-based hip-hop artist J-Rise, Turn It Up. It's much faster paced than the other songs so far. It features a trap beat and more braggadocio lyrics. It's not the song you'd put on at the Christmas party, maybe for a holiday-themed night at a club. That's coming up next, and right after, it's Deep Ride with Back Against the Wall.
If you're riding right now, turn this shit up. Let's go. I keep it real 100. Yeah. Taking trips out of the country. And everywhere I go, people looking at me funny. Cause the music is too turned up and I'm riding through the city. It's turned up, it's so ignorant and I'm riding through the city. So ignorant and you listening, that bass loud when I'm riding through. I turn it up, I turn it up, I turn it up cause I decided to. So ignorant and you listening, that bass loud when I'm riding through. I turn it up, I turn it up, I turn it up cause I decided to. I'm riding with the windows down, I'm rapping on some real real shit. I'm talking about when the music's loud so you can actually feel this. I be rapping on any beat I like, motherfuckers know I still kill it. For the ones that riding in whips, not the ones that busting no real shit. I had to switch my shit up for my girls that love them trap beats. And the fakes trying to attack me, it's the same damn people trying to dap me. I'm trying to be the one, but I see no love, and they already know who they speaking of. Y'all losing, but I'm cruising, and my gas ain't full of that premium. And that's A grade, I'm taking advantage of paydays. This ain't the right track to get lyrical on, so your bitch ass haters can stay lame. Shut the fuck up and try to turn up, and you ain't nobody we heard of. My team riding right beside me, and none of y'all bullshit concerns us. I keep it real 100, taking trips out of the country, and everywhere I go, people looking at me funny. Cause the music is too turned up, and I'm riding through the city. It's turned up, it's so ignorant, and I'm riding through the city. So ignorant, and you listening, that bass loud when I'm riding through. I turn it up, I turn it up, I turn it up, cause I decided to. So ignorant, and you listening, that bass loud when I'm riding through. I turn it up, I turn it up, I turn it up, cause I decided to. I hold it down, I'm in grind mode. I'm hustling more when I'm running the show. This my sound, my rhyme flows. I've done it before when it's nothing but dope. I got a plan, premeditated. For anyone that's never heard of me, cause I murder beats like first degree, and I get stronger like Hercules. Personally, this is exercise. I get a beat that's mainstream. It ain't hurting me, spit better rhymes. I'm still after them same dreams. You don't have to like me, shit, you don't have to like this song. I used to have them headsets, and I blaze the beat when a mic is on. That's clear vision, clear mind, flying in the air, that's hang time. Economy to that first class, throw up the peace, no gang sign. So go ahead, bring in the hate, but I ain't got no spare time. My stewardess, bring me a steak, and that teller ass right there is fine. I keep it real 100, taking trips out of the country, and everywhere I go, people looking at me funny. Cause the music is too turned up, and I'm riding through the city. It's turned up, it's so ignorant, and I'm riding through the city. So ignorant, and you listening, that bass loud when I'm riding through. I turn it up, I turn it up, I turn it up, cause I decided to. So ignorant, and you listening, that bass loud when I'm riding through. I turn it up, I turn it up, I turn it up, cause I decided to. Bitch, this one right here, it's for the ones that's riding in their whips. That bass loud when I'm riding through.
Man, we just paid off that lawyer, yeah, I feel like we're in debt. Oh, we need to bleed success, but you ain't felt that feeling yet. You don't succeed unless you fail. Yeah, my mama taught me that, and she got cancer, so I'm fighting just like her in a hospital bed. Man, they pushed me, offered me these deals and never called back. Selling dreams, I ain't up for all that. Shows are canceled, I ain't with it. The top is looking distant, plus nobody wants to give us no assistance, so we'll do it on our own. No help, no wealth, no majors, just ourselves. Where's your team at? They ain't working it up. We've been in the dirt, I know you ain't working like us. Just quit the frontin' and giving us fake budgets and telling me I got talent. You lying, but oh, I love it. I just gotta stay on top of it, dominant. I'll do this on my own, cause that's exactly how I started this.
They don't know the struggle and the things that I see. You can do you, and I'ma do me. But I will not fall, cause I have it all. And the pressure's hitting me to the core. Stay motivated, I'll never fall to the floor. But I will not fall, cause I have it all. With my back against the wall.
Yo, fake dreams they gave me. Haters be talking crazy, cause this watch isn't an AP. But look what you bastards made me. I'm built off hate, I got my skills all play. I've witnessed nose to my face, I've witnessed real talk fit. And things hurt you, we put in too much work to have it all gone. Bills are overdue, but I will not fall. Labels tell you, oh, we'll hit you back, they will not call. Or they give you crappy deals to play, where you just sign your life away. And all these A&Rs are idiots that can't all manage. You can fill arenas with these dudes who skipped on talent. But I can't fail, from now on I hate all. This music must be full time, I'll never have a day job. I came in here to take all. Confidence is something I will overdose. Penetrating labels with I told you so's. I will not lose, as long as I got my head in the clouds. I'ma die trying to make my mama proud.
They
let's
don't
go.
Know the struggle and the things that I see. You can do you, and I'ma do me. But I will not fall, cause I have it all. And the pressure
just hitting me to the core. Stay motivated, I'll never fall to the floor. But I will not fall, cause I have it all. With my back against the wall.
We mixed Mars at the same day we buried my friend, and his son was at the studio right after the funeral. I do this all for him, grinding for my team, sticking through the thick and thin. Mama told me that she only got 5 years to live, crying on my shoulder like, son, remember I told you that you gotta be real famous before I pass away. Just imagine all the pressure a kid could have, and it's stressing.
But countless nights and days I stayed in here, and I worked so hard. Been knocked down way too much, but still I had to play my part. And the lights flash in, and the lights flash out. I'm still here, and I won't back down. I know, I know, I got my back against the wall.
The struggle and the things that I see, you can do you, and I'm gonna do me. But I wanna fall, cause I have it all.
Pressure's hitting me to the core. Stay motivated, I'll never fall to the floor. But I wanna fall, cause I have it all. With my back against the wall.
Jay Rise with Turn It Up, and right after that was Deep Pride with Back Against the Wall. Now, those are our two Canadian artists of the week. Both of them are hip-hop artists based out in Toronto. And the thing is that what's terrific about these guys is that they were kind of at the forefront of that whole movement of YouTube artists kind of taking over the entire scene. And because this was around the... In probably about 4 or 5 years ago, what happened is that YouTube began kind of really hitting, moving towards that peak when people were realizing that it's not just a place to upload stupid videos of cats and dogs and babies biting another kid's finger. And they realized that it could be a terrific platform for artists who might not have an outlet for their music. And what really happened is that it especially became a platform for these Asian Canadians and Asian American artists who were stigmatized both by the community that they were trying to really be a part of, and kind of like that mainstream media as well. And then so they used YouTube and built themselves these platforms and really just launched their careers just putting stuff out online. And then in 2010, 2011, there was this huge hype surrounding these Asian American artists, these Asian Canadian artists, artists who grew up in different countries, who wanted to do music, who didn't really have the outlet that they desire. So they used YouTube for that. They were traveling around the world. They were performing these shows in Australia and Europe, everywhere. And it was just crazy. These two, Deep Pride and Jay Rise, were both a part of that movement. It's dying down a bit now, but it's still going very strong. So much props to them and everything that they built for them up until this point. Hopefully they got much more ahead of them, much more music, and many more terrific memories for them and also for the fans who enjoy their music. So, no news for this week. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we got more music on this winter special of Asian Wave 101.
Offered through the First Nations and Indigenous Studies program, FNIS 401M, Politics, Protocol, and Place in Indigenous Performing Arts, is a 3-credit course being taught by Tsimshian scholar Michael D'Angeli in Term 2.
This course will engage with a wide array of Indigenous performing arts presented in unceded Coast Salish territories to explore the artistic response to settler colonialism. Please visit fnis.arts.ubc.ca for more information.
Tune in every other Wednesday from 6 to 6:30 p.m. for UBC Arts on Air with your host, Ira Nadell, as they offer you scintillating profiles and unusual interviews with members of the UBC art world. Tune in for programs, people, and personalities in arts.
Back here live on Asian Wave 101, and to continue with this suitable winter music theme that we have going on today, the next song is by an independent Korean singer named Pony. birth name Shin Bo-kyung, and her song is called Rescue Me, R-E-S-Q-Me. Now, as I mentioned before, that R&B is a genre that really isn't that prevalent in Korean music. There is a vibrant underground scene, but it's still kind of in a more youth, a young stage, in that it's still got a lot of growth to go through. And Bonnie is definitely one of the artists who is really trying to promote that type of sound, that style, and really just bring more awareness to it. In fact, a lot of her influence comes from kind of the music of the golden age of R&B from the early 90s into the early 2000s. And the song that I have from Bonnie today is very reminiscent of that sound. It was released in 2010 on an EP called New One. And with this song, it's really just soft and smooth, gentle and very soothing, and it's another one of those baby-making tracks. So it's really self-explanatory what the song is trying to convey. But her vocal acrobatics on full display in this one, her vocal tone is also, it's very, very unheard of in South Korean music. You usually do not expect female vocalists to have her sort of vocal tone and the same kind of quality, like the sort of rasp, that little bit that you can say that, okay, that's a very R&B voice. So let's check it out now. Rescue Me by Bonnie.
Rescue me.
Oh baby, rescue me.
Bonnie with Rescue Me. Definitely a very standout, very rare sort of musical talent from the Korean indie music scene. She has a very rare tone, and she really just does that sort of style justice. Like, I could gush all day, but I will refrain from doing so because we do have more music to get to. And the next song that I have is by a Taiwanese-American singer who is a relatively new face within the Mandarin music industry. She goes by the name of Rosie, and she debuted officially 2 months ago in October. And the song that I have from her today is called Why Not Love, and it features Yu Feng, who is a Chinese singer, and he is of the Voice of China fame. Now, this song is kind of in a very contemporary style. It's very Western influence, which makes sense because Rosie was born in the United States. She is from Queens, and that obviously has a big impact on her sound. So this song, Why Not Love, it's kind of about the initial encounters between two people who might have very recently become a couple, the kind of like those signs and those small little gestures that go on between the two, and kind of just they begin asking the question, why didn't this happen sooner? Why not just go ahead and say why we love each other? Why not love? That's the overarching theme for this song. And what really hit me about this track was that both Rosie and Yu Feng have very, very, very powerful voices. They have these voices that I say this a lot, but it's true. They both have voices that are extremely, extremely rare within Chinese language music. Like, Yu Feng's voice has a distinct sort of, has a very distinct vibrato. It has a very distinct rasp to it. And it really, and again, it's a very R&B vocal tone. And the same extends to Rosie, and it combines together with this particular instrumental, which sounds a lot like something that Beyoncé would do. Now, this song is actually a different version. The original version is just a little bit different because this one was actually a song included on the OST for a television drama. Let's check it out now. Rosie and Yu Feng, Why Not Love?
Thank you.
That was Rosie in a duet with Yufeng, Why Not Love? Just something very smoothing. It's a little more cheery, talking about just the initial heart flutterings between two people who may eventually become a couple. AKA, it is the song in commemoration of cuffing season. Very cool song. Rosie, very, very fresh talent. Definitely someone worth keeping an eye on. That vocal tone, once again, something very unique. If you are looking for something that is a very big step away from the usual stuff you hear in Chinese music, Rosie's the way to go, and so is Yufeng. So the next song that I have is by Korean-American indie rock band Royal Pirates. Now, the song is called Run Away, and it was released very, very recently in late November. And the thing is that this was actually meant to be, they were actually, this band was actually, Royal Pirates is actually meant to have a comeback quite a few months ago, over half a year ago. But then what happened was that bassist James was in a bit of an accident. And without going into detail about the accident, it essentially what it did is that it crushed his wrist, his left wrist. And for a bassist, that's just absolutely horrible. He was unable to play his instrument. He was in rehab for a very long time. And there's actually some indication that he nearly lost his hand. And for a musician to be unable to play his instrument and to be unable to do music, I know a few musicians who in that situation would very much rather be shot than ever actually have to go through something like that. So he is in recovery right now, but he did not give up on his music. So very big shout out to him. Much props for him for soldiering on. All the best to you, James, for your recovery and your future as a musician. And they came out with this song instead, with a very, very, very different sound from their usual pop rock, hard rocky sort of stuff. They did a song. It's still very rock music in its foundations, but they combined it with some elements of EDM, and it just came out with this very interesting sort of audio experience. And it's different, to say the very least. And let's check it out now. Royal Pirates with Run Away.
I'm gonna go.
That was the Royal Pirates with Run Away. Lyrics written by lead singer Moon and composed by Moon. Once again, this was a delayed comeback because of James's accident. So wishing all the best to James and the Royal Pirates in their future and a speedy recovery for James. Already doing very well. And with this song though, they very many props to the band and to the band as a whole for adapting their sound and actually changing how they perform so James can continue to pursue his dreams of being a musician and can continue playing with them on stage. It's just very bracing, and it's very heartwarming in a way to see kind of the bond that these three have. And that will actually take us to the last song of the day. It's by Eric Chow featuring Rosie in another duet, Rosie, who we listened to earlier, and the song is called Crying for Xmas. And this is quite possibly the only Christmas song for this week, because it actually says that they are looking forward to Christmas. It's actually very smooth, very soothing. It kind of just gives you like that warm feeling, which makes sense because it's winter and it's cold outside. But it stands out because Eric's vocal tone is something that is just very, very rare in Mandarin music, because it's not terribly high in the tenor range, but it's not really all that low. It's just somewhere in between the two ranges, and then it just works for him in general because he does have a very jazz-influenced sound, so having kind of that voice really pushes that jazz sound further. So I will leave you with that, and this will actually be the last show for Asian Wave 101 for 2015. We'll be taking a break next week, and I will be back in the new year on January. And with the new year, it's just going to be fresh. Hopefully, I can bring you fresh experiences with Asian Wave 101. So for now, we got Eric and Rosie to play us out. Thank you so much for tuning in to Asian Wave 101 this week. I'm your host, Steve Zhang, for CITR 101.9 FM, live in the city of Vancouver from the UBC campus on unceded Musqueam territory. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. Enjoy the time that you have with your family. Just eat more of what's good and just enjoy this time with your loved ones and with your family. I will talk to you in the new year. Take care, everybody.
Welcome to another edition of the Arts Report. I am Christine Kim, your host for today. I am broadcasting to you from the University of British Columbia, Vancouver campus on unceded Musqueam territory. Our first guest is Scott Kelly, who is going to be talking about his rock opera ensemble called The Wizard of Winter. It's great to have you on our show. Can you please tell me about the album, The Magic of Winter?
It's great to be on. I appreciate your time.
Thank you. So tell me about the album, The Magic of Winter.
Well, it's a 10-song record. I guess it would be more considered a Christmas rock album. We kind of delve into a couple of different subjects. I mean, a lot of times people think the Christmas soul, sugar plum fairies and everything, but we kind of embrace the fact that it's not always fantastic for people. And we have a couple of songs that are a little on the darker side, like Ebenezer is obviously about Ebenezer Scrooge. And I'm real proud how it came out. Some of the songs are really